What's up, guys? Cricket Guide 124 here for another podcast, but on the IPL. So this one is between Rajasthan Royals and SRH. So basically, the worst two teams, in my opinion, apart from the worst two teams, SRH and Punjab, but Rajasthan are close behind. So Warner got dropped. Thank you, Sunrise Selectors. Finally, he's given no value to the team. Kane Williamson is captaining. He's obviously better than Warner. And he's just taking up an overseas spot. And guess what? Jason Roy. He's the most destructive batsman in the world, in my opinion. Actually. So basically, Rajasthan Royals batted first. And they had it there. Batting performance, par, 164 for 5 in 20 overs. So, Evan Lewis, 6 of 4. Yashir Jaiswal, 36 of 23, handy innings. Sanju Samson, when the rest of his team doesn't do well, he always does well. When, like, the rest of the team does okay, he does okay. So, yeah, I mean, he normally scores well in losses, which is a bit of a problem, but I guess it's not really a problem, just his bad luck. So he scored 82 of 57, excellent innings. Liam Livingston continues his poor IPL form with 4 of 6. Mahip Lomro scored a runnable, almost runnable, 29. Rian Parag got a golden duck, and Ronaldo Atia got 0 of 1 without getting out. So, Sunrisers in reply. Jason Roy and Ridhiman Saha to open the batting. Jason Roy has been really good throughout the last 2 years, let's say. He's got 60 or 42 excellent innings. Ridhiman Saha, as we know, is not really a batsman. He's a good keeper, but that's it. Which is why India keep on choosing Rishabh Pant over him, because Rishabh Pant can bat, unlike Saha. He's got 18 of 11. Kane Williamson played a good anchoring innings of 51 of 41, and then the game was over because, like, they didn't score many runs, did Ara? So, yeah. What else? So, in my opinion, SRH won this match due to the lack of Warner and the bringing in of Jason Roy. If you subtract Jason Roy of those innings, it's still a pretty bad batting performance. Obviously, yeah. So, it was like an easy victory. Sunrisers will this will help them a lot. Not in the points table, because they're out. They're easily out of this competition. They can't win in any circumstance. So, but this will help the, like, boost their momentum and show them they can win when they select the right players and they play really well. So, this shows them that they can win, and it's really good for next season. Because remember the Sunrisers from 2-3 years ago who kept on getting in the playoffs. They might be back next season. I'll just quickly run through the bowling performance. It was really good. All round. So Sandeep Sharma, economy of 10, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, economy of 7, Jason Holder, proving that he is worth that overseas slot, economy 6.75, Siddharth Kaul, a bit expensive at 9, Rashid Pant 7.75, and Abhishek Sharma 8. So it's a good bowling performance backed up by Jason Roy. So where does that leave us in the table of the IPL? So, on the table, in first place is CSK. They have qualified. Second place, DC. They have qualified. Third place, RCB. They have almost qualified. Fourth place, KKR. They were doing quite well until that CSK loss, which they really should have won. And fifth place, Punjab Kings. Who have equivalent chance to KKR? Probably a bit less, to be honest. But in the IPL, you have to win more matches than you lose, so. Sixth place RR, they have a small chance. Seventh place MI, they have a really small chance. And eighth place SRH, no chance. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my podcast on the match between IRA and SRH. And I'll catch you tomorrow for, apparently, KKR DC. And also MI Punjab King. So that's a double header. So that's nice, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.